Okay, we're doing Megillah, we're holding the Beis and Beis by the two dots. We said in the Mishnah, the cities that were walled from the days of Yoshua read on the 15th. So the Gemara says, where did all this come from? Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Kral, Ken Ayudina Prazina, Yishvin Barai Prazot. So the Pasuk, what the Pasuk says is that the Jews that live in cities that are not walled, they read on the 14th. So we understand, Mide Prazim Barba'asar, if the Jews living in cities that are not walled, they read the Megillah on the 14th, Mukafin B'chamishasar, then must be, who's left to read on the 15th? The Jews that lived in cities that are walled. Ve'im Prazim Barba'asar Mukafin Klal Klalo, maybe the Jews that live in open cities, they read on the 14th. The Jews that live in walled cities, they don't read altogether. Maybe they weren't in danger when Ahasuerus made, Haman made this decree. Maybe they shouldn't read the Megillah altogether if they live in a walled city. The Gemara says, V'lav Yisrael ninu? What do you mean? Aren't they Jewish? Just because they're in a walled city, they're not going to read the Megillah? Ve'od modu bat kush kliv. Not only that, the decree was from Hodu to Kush. Covers the whole world. He was ready to kill everyone. Everyone was in danger, so of course they should read the Megillah. So it cannot be that when the Megillah stresses that the Jews that live in open cities, they should read on the 14th, that's to indicate that the Jews that live in walled cities wouldn't read altogether. That can't be. So maybe if you live in an open city, you read the Megillah on the 14th. You live in a walled city, you read on the 14th and the 15th. As the verse says, the verse says that they accepted upon themselves to perform the 14th and the 15th every year. So maybe it means that some Jews do the 14th, that's if you live in open cities. The other Jews, if you live in a walled city, you do both days. So the Gemara says, if it didn't have the word v'et in the middle, if it just said to perform the 14th and 15th, then I would really interpret it the way you said. Now that the Megillah says it, Yom HaBa'asal, the et Yom HaMisha'asal, the 14th and the 15th, that's an indication, ata et, the word et comes along, upasik, and it makes a pause to indicate, hani ba'asal, these people who lived in the open cities, they read on the 14th, v'hani b'chamishasar, and these people read on the 15th. V'im ha'prazim b'arba'asar, mukafini b'arba'asar, b'arba'chamishasar. So maybe the Gemara is pushing us to a corner, right? The Gemara is saying, who told you to interpret it that way? Maybe if you live in an open city, you read on the 14th. You live in a walled city, you have a choice, either the 14th or the 15th. Not both. Okay, it can't be both, but maybe you have a choice. Amalka, the verse says, Bizmanehim, they read the Megillah in their respective times. Zmano shel ze, lo zmano shel ze. They do not have identical times. This one's time is not identical to the other one's time. There's no overlap. It says, Zmanehim, Zmanim shelahim. Each one in his respective time, indicating that there is no overlap. So it cannot be that the walled cities may read on the 14th or the 15th. So maybe they should read on the 13th. Kishushan answers the Gemara. No. It's got to be like Shushan. Shushan, it says that they rested on the 15th. That was their holiday. So we assume the walled cities have to be like Shushan. Ashkechan asiya zichira minalan. It says that they instituted that the enactment of the holiday, making a feast, making a Yom Tov of Purim, that you have in the open cities on the 14th and the walled cities on the 15th. But Zechira, the commemoration, the reading of the Megillah, Minalan, how do you know that that goes on the alternate days? The verse that says you have alternate days for the performance of Purim is talking about the performance of Purim vis-a-vis the meal, vis-a-vis the Yom Tov, but not about the reading of the Megillah. Amar Kra, so the Gemara says, the verse tells us, Vayamim Elen Nizkarim Menasim, these days of Purim are commemorated and performed. Itkish Zechira La'asiyah. The Pasuk aligned the commemoration, it compared the commemoration, the reading of the Megillah, with the performance of the holiday, with the eating of the meal and the holiday. So if the performance is going to be on the 15th for the walled cities, we understand that by the same token, the commemoration, the reading of the Megillah, will also be on the 15th. Clear? Yes? They're all together. Okay. And continues the Gemara. Matnitin deloki haitana. Our Mishnah is not in accordance with the following Tanaic opinion. Titania, for we have the following braisa, it is a Tosefta. Rabbi Yoshua ben Kolcha Omer. Rabbi Yoshua, the son of the bald one, the son of Rabbi Akiva, who was bald, says, Kachina mukafin choma mimot achashverosh kurin b'chamishasar. The walled cities from the days of Achashverosh read on the 15th. Our Mishnah says you figure out whether they're walled from the days of Yeshua bin Nun. The Braisa says you go by whether they were walled in the days of Achashverosh or not. My time, Rabbi Yeshua bin Kocha, what's the logic behind Rabbi Yeshua, the son of the Kabbalist Rabbi Akiva, whose Kabbalistic level was called Kerach, ice? Kishushan like Shushan, because Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says they have to be like Shushan. Ma Shushan mukefet choma mimot achashverosh, just as Shushan. We say, why do we have 2 days of commemoration? Because in the big city of Shushan, in the capital, we were given one more day to get rid of our enemies, to get rid of the threat of Amalek in Shushan. And then they only rested on the 15th. So the whole commemoration revolves around Shushan. So that Rabbi Shua ben Karcha's opinion, that makes sense. If you're going to institute a separate holiday to commemorate that miracle that happened in Shushan, so then let it be like Shushan. Shushan was walled from the days of Achashverosh, the Korin b'chamishasar, and they read on the 15th, that's where the miracle happened. Afkod shemukhev t'chomami, mot Achashverosh, by the same token, any other city that's walled from the days of Achashverosh, Korin b'chamishasar, they would read on the 15th. Vetana didan mai taima. So then what's the logic behind our Tana? Says the Gemara, wait a second. This whole concept of walled and not walled, we've seen this before. It's a biblical concept. You have the whole concept of batei arei choma. The Torah tells you, when you sell a house, you have a right, a field, you have a right to redeem it before Yovel. And then when Yovel comes, it goes back. What happens if it's in a city that's walled? Then it has different laws. You have a year to redeem it, and otherwise it goes over for eternity. It doesn't come back on Yovel. So this whole concept that you look at whether a city is walled or not, and walled cities have holiness, that a metzora is not allowed to go into a walled city. So this whole concept of walled city goes by whether the city was walled. The whole concept of batei arei choma goes based on whether the city was walled in the days of Yoshua bin Nun. That's called a walled city. So if you're going to derive what the definition of a walled city for this rabbinic institution of Megillah, of reading Megillah, we'll go with the same criterion we already had. Yalif prazi prazi. We have a derivation. When we speak about a non-walled city, we say k'tivacha. Over here it says Kenayudima prazim. It describes the institution for Jews who live in a city that is not walled. Well, what's called not walled? Well, v'chtiv atam, look in the Torah, it says, devad mara perazi arbe meod. Oh, the Gemara gives us a different derivation at this point. It says they conquered so many cities on the eastern side of the Jordan, aside from they conquered 60 cities in Hevel Argov, and this number of cities here and there, all these cities were fortified that Moshe captured, and then says, aside from the non-fortified, non-walled cities, levan merah prazi arbe meod, aside from the non-walled cities, there were many cities they captured. Malalan mukef tchuma mimot Yoshua bin Nun, over there one discusses walled and not walled, it's talking about that war that we had just before we entered the land of Israel, so we're talking about the days of Yoshua bin Nun. Afkan mukefet choma mimot Yoshua bin Nun. So to here, when we speak about walled or not walled, we're talking about the period of Yoshua bin Nun. I understand why Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha does not go with the opinion of our Tana, the Tana of our Mishnah, because he doesn't learn this derivation. But why doesn't our Tana go with the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha? The Gemara says, what are you talking about? My time, Adait le prazi prazi. He has this derivation. You just said why he doesn't go with that opinion. The Gemara says, no. This is what I meant to say. Ela Shushan de'avad keman, lo keprazim ve'lo kemukafin. What about Shushan? Shushan isn't walled from the days of Yoshua. Why is Shushan reading on the 15th? They're not walled from back then. Rava said, or otherwise it was just a quote that was said, Shani Shushan Ilvanasabanes. Shushan's exceptional. That's where the actual miracle occurred. So of course they're going to celebrate it on the 15th in Persia in Shushan. Bisham al Tana Didan Ainu Dichtiv. So this is where we'll have to pick up by Bisham al Tana Didan. Because this brings us into a whole long sugya. So we'll have to. Yeah.